Nation. Hold it down, bitch. Jeff, are you laced up?
I'm laced up.
Ready for another show?
Let's do it.
Episode 46 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. You're listening to episode 46. I just said that. We're live again. Live 2 Mondays in a row. That's a rarity for us, Jeff.
It is. You know what? It's been way too long. We've been back. It's probably been since early September we've done back-to-back shows. But Jeremy, this and Beer Week, it'd be disrespectful to Cleveland Beer Week to not have a show in the heart of one of the greatest weeks in Cleveland.
I agree. It invigorates me. So yeah, it is 7:30 p.m. on Monday, October 17th, 2011. And Jeff, we got a lot to talk about, as always. You know, last week we promised our listeners that we were going to start off the show with Missed Connections because we kind of got cut off and the gas started being let into the studio.
Yes.
You heard episode 40.
That was very scary.
45. Yeah. So this week we're going to start it up. We're going to move it a little earlier in the show. But first, we have some stuff to talk about. As you mentioned, Cleveland Beer Week. And so... in honor of that, well, I guess in honor of fall, in honor of autumn. We have a beautiful autumnal day, by the way. 57 degrees out. It's like that perfect, crisp fall air.
I like crisp air, Jeremy. And
I do.
It's the crispest.
That's my favorite kind of air.
Yes, crispy air is incredible. Great. I went for great running weather, like I told you. These days, to me, this is the type of weather, 365 days a year, I'd be so happy.
I know. I mean, I like the change of the seasons. I think it's the change.
Yeah.
But I think either end, like the dead of winter and the hot, humid summer, those
right.
aren't the best.
So yeah, I was thinking about that. You're right. I prefer more of the April, May-ish, and then this October, end of September, October.
The transitional times.
Yeah, there are the best times here in Cleveland. I totally agree.
We got some stories coming up about haunted houses. We got some stories coming up, new restaurant by Dante. And we actually have an old clip that we're going to play later of you on a legitimate radio station.
That's right.
WTAM That's right. About 11 years ago.
Yes,
this was.
It was right around the 2000 presidential election. They asked me to come in to weigh in on my thoughts.
So you know it's a slow news day on radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. We're pulling out 11-year-old clips. But yeah, that'll be good. And of course, if you want to join us in the chat room, head over to radioshowonline.com chat room. If you're listening live, you can join us and the other listeners in there. And radioshowonline.com is always your source to fan us on Facebook or send us an email, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. But Jeff, what is the beer of the day, beer of the week today?
Jeremy,
what do I want to start with?
We are splitting the seasons.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another Goose Island Harvest Ale.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to get a new batch of beer.
That's okay. I understand.
But
you've been busy. You've been doing a lot of traveling.
I've been. This is an extremely busy time for work. So cheers, buddy. And
thank
I am going to have a summer ale since I want to get rid of these before they're bad.
That's right. Wow. The Sam Adams summer ale.
So we have it all covered. Yeah. We have June cheers. Through November covered, Jeremy, and these two beers.
Happy Beer Week.
Half a year. Happy Beer Week.
So... Cleveland Beer Week kicked off on Friday. Have you gone anywhere in celebration of Cleveland Beer Week yet?
I've celebrated Cleveland Beer Week, Jeremy, but in my own way, off the grid.
Okay. Your own beers?
My own beers. I've been brewing here. I just have had some things this weekend. I was out in Tremont Friday at the Art Walk.
Hanging out
around after the Art Walk. So that was really Friday night. It was at a party Saturday. So I just haven't gotten to the official events. But that doesn't mean I haven't been celebrating beers throughout the weekend. I think the spirit of Beer Week is just to enjoy the beers wherever you are.
I agree.
So I've not got an official event, but if I would have gone, I would have gone to that one that Liquid Passport on Saturday sounded fun, but I couldn't get over to that. Mm-hmm. Have you been anything official?
You know, I went to a couple things. Over the weekend, we went to La Cave du Vin.
Oh, that's my old Coventry. I used to spend a lot of time there.
I had never been there.
Oh, is that a great place?
Yeah, it's very
cool. It's a great winter place because you're completely isolated.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
It's also a great Halloween place because they have it decorated for Halloween.
Oh,
so you're
wow.
already down in like this basement, this kind of old feel. It probably feels very similar throughout the year.
Yeah.
But adding the the little pumpkin lights and the Halloween decorations and the fake cobwebs and stuff. Very cool. And they're more known for wine, like it's kind of the place to go for wine, but they also have a great beer selection.
Well, it's kind of misleading. The beer selection is incredible down there.
Because
you go in there thinking it's only wine, but the beers, the foreign beers, I mean, beers you never heard of in your life that they have, and they're very knowledgeable, and they can say, what am I looking for? What's this about? It's a great place just try new beers. I hit that place at least once a year. You'll never guess. Well, you might guess. The biggest drinking day of the year, which is, I guess, theoretically they say, is that day, night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I do an annual, it's probably 4, 5, 6 years now, maybe more than that. A bunch of us go out on Coventry, which I don't get to enough, so we keep it to Coventry that every Wednesday night we do a crawl. And I always hit the Wine Cave, and it's always a great stop. And
yeah.
I love being there. I could spend the whole night just in that place.
So they have some beers on tap. And plus, they have beers by the bottle, and they have basically a self-serve case of beers by the bottle. So you can just walk up to the case, kind of peruse the different bottles.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they had several Victory Brewing Company ales there.
Okay.
So I had several Victory Brewing Company ales. And, yeah, we were just bouncing all over Cleveland Heights. We went to Cedar Lea to see the movie 50-50.
Okay.
With Seth Rogen and the other guy. And it's about a 27-year-old kid, I guess, that has cancer. So it's, you know, not what you would think, like, the most hilarious movie of the year. But it was one of those movies where it was, like, a tearjerker, but also had hilarious moments.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a very good movie.
A dramedy.
A dramedy, if you will. Highly recommend it, 50-50. Hunan on Coventry, then we went to. Hadn't been there in a while.
Nice.
Got to love Hunan on Coventry. Then after Le Cave du Vin, went to Bodega. Have you been to Bodega?
I'm not familiar with Bodega.
Yeah, so Bodega's right there on the strip. It's right, like, next to Mongolian Barbecue. Like, between Mongolian Barbecue and Phoenix Coffee. There's this place called Bodega. And, I had the same look, but they're like, oh, yeah, we've been here. And so,
oh, I have been there. It goes down the stairs?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very nice.
Yeah, I like it.
It is. Yeah, I was there once. Yeah, but it's one of those places you just forget about. But you're right. Yeah, that's a nice place.
So we were just walking by, and you can kind of see it through the windows. I'm like, oh, I'll have to stop there, too. So did that. And then Sunday brunch, did Deegan's Sunday brunch. So I'd been there for Deegan's Vegetarian Nights on Wednesdays. Went to Deegan's on Tuesday for Taco Tuesdays. Went there on a Monday night for their Podcast Mondays, as
okay.
I think they're calling it now, after we did our live show there.
Right. And charges for the beers.
Exactly. So, but yeah, went there for Sunday brunch. Good times. How about you? Your weekend?
Weekend, yeah. So I'll give you the quick recap. But Art Walk, always second Friday every month in Tremont. So I ended up just hanging out at the Treehouse. And it was the comments that were made where you felt like you were in a bar in Chicago. And that everyone was very dressed up. It had a very trendy feel, a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people from outside of Tremont coming in just for the night. And everyone was just very dressed up. It was just a different feel, but it was a great night.
People always dress up at bars in Chicago? Is that?
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, not necessarily the Treehouse.
No sports bars in Chicago, just strictly
it just
shirt
had a,
and tie.
It had a different feel. It was just a cool night to be down at the same old bars you go to, but just different crowds.
Yeah.
Which was fun. And then I ended up at 806, which is, of course, 2 blocks from me. That's technically my home bar. It's the closest. And then Saturday, I want to give a shout out. I went to a mustache bash.
Yeah, what is this?
It was a party. My friend Becky and Natalie. They had a great party. They live right by Hotz's in Tremont.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a party celebrating the mustache.
But you don't have a mustache.
I don't. But a lot of people didn't. They had mustaches there.
Oh, that you could put
to
on?
Wear, yes.
Huh.
And really...
Were they made from real mustache hair?
Real cadaver mustache. It was very
I want to donate my body to science, but just my mustache.
Just for this mustache bash.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had this. That was the theme, but really it was an excuse to get a big keg of pumpkin ale.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Beer, and it was actually not a bad night. It wasn't really rainy. It was the one kind of open window of the weekend. So they had a big outdoor thing set up out back, big flip cup club table. Inevitably, flip cup happens.
Yes, whenever there's a flip cup table.
Whenever there's a keg and an outdoor table, people just start flipping cups.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a great party. That was Saturday and Sunday. Watched the Browns lose up at P.J. McIntyre's.
Yeah, what is it with the Browns?
Upset. See, I don't get upset. See, you're getting upset even just by talking about it.
I mean, I feel like I should be upset because I live in Cleveland.
I expect that when a team is so bad and consistently delivers subpar results year after year, to me it's a bonus if they win. I really wish Cleveland would come to my way of thinking on this. To be disappointed and people call after the game and they light up these radio shows, you know, angry. And
we've gotten tons of angry emails.
We get we came in. Really, our box blew up. It was maxed out.
Our box did blow up,
and that was another story. So yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why people have all this energy. Like, wait, don't waste your energy. The Browns are probably going to lose every week, so why get upset about it? Celebrate those rare times they do win. So Jeremy, I feel like my blood pressure's gone down.
Yeah.
I feel better. I don't get wrapped up in these games because they inevitably are probably going to lose.
So, but we don't have the Cavs starting up because
no, but Joe, we do have.
Cleveland State basketball.
And Saturday was their official start of practice was midnight Friday. They had a big pep rally on Saturday with the first day that NCAA can practice.
They started practice at midnight?
Well, Saturday is the first day you can officially hold practices, so they had this whole midnight thing. But they had a rally Saturday night at the old Woodling Gym where they used to play. And Jeremy, 5 returning seniors. I got my season tickets again. The only show in town except for Monsters Hockey winter. We're going to a game. I'm sure going to get you to my seats for a game.
Yeah.
But I am excited for Cleveland State basketball. Sunday, November 13th, they're already on ESPNU, national game.
Do you have a loge?
No, I did look into floor seats, but they really, really take you to the cleaners.
Oh, so really?
Two good seats. And
CSU floor seats are expensive, huh?
Well, they make you join the Viking Club. There's a lot of strings. I was really trying to negotiate. And I even was going to, like, you know when you buy a car, you walk away?
Yeah.
I was like, well, this whole thing is on hold. Then I said, I don't even know if I'm going to get seats in general. They never called back.
Yeah, you have to enroll as a student there.
Yeah.
You have to teach classes here if you want these.
Whatever it takes, I would do. But they're back very soon, Jeremy. I'm very excited about that.
All right. Well, go Vikings.
Go Vikes.
All right. Anyway, so let's talk about some missed connections. So this was a segment that I'm sure multiple radio shows across the country have done this. But we're the first ones. But this is the first time that we've done it.
Right.
Or we've done it a couple times. Anyway.
It's original to us.
I'm just always – there's a misconnect. It's the misconnection section on Craigslist, and there's a Cleveland section. And we're just always amazed at the people because usually there's a theme of having to identify, how this person is going to say, like, oh, I am the right person that you're looking for. So there can be men looking for women and women looking for men. I think there's even we should look at the men looking for men section because I wonder
maybe we can save that for sweeps week.
That's right. We gotta leave something for these people to tune into. So for example, for those that aren't familiar with the segment, so here's one entitled "While You Were at Work Last Night." This is a male seeking a female, 28 years old, Cleveland. I saw you while you were at work last night. Dark hair and dark eyes that were really turning me on. And the way you moved your body was incredible.
This is a song?
Tall legs and superb ass. It sounds like a music penetration is what it sounds like. Holy F, and that's E-F-F, all caps. I could only wish to get with a girl as hot as you. Oh, well, here's the hoping you read this. Now, at this point, you're probably like, she's not going to read this. And then he says, yeah. You'd remember me because we had a laugh about the Oriental man that thought he was a Japanese gangbanger.
Is this like 1942?
Oh, well. The Oriental man.
Who says that?
Don't you picture a guy with like a really long, thin mustache that sticks out in a flat head? Oriental man.
I mean, it's not like they had a real good chuckle over that. I mean, who are these two? Maybe they deserve each other. These racist people deserve each other.
And then, and again, here's so he doesn't just want a random woman responding to this because you know... There are hundreds of women.
You've got to prove that it was me that
just trolling through this looking for a date.
Looking for someone who's racist.
So he says, write the name of the gang I called out last night in the subject line of the email.
Okay, let's send it Crips and see if that holds. Subject, Crips.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So we should respond. You know what? So what I did, Jeff, was I set up a fake email address for us because I think that we should – A, respond to some of these, and B, write our own ad.
Right.
Or the woman that we set up the Gmail account under, known as Jane Campbell, she should respond to some of these.
Jane Campbell needs to weigh in on this.
Yeah, so this is, she's located at, I don't know if we should give out the email address. Yeah, we will.
Sure.
Dogpoundgirl19@gmail.com. Now, that's not her age. That's in honor of Bernie Kosar.
Of course.
So I'm going to respond to this guy while you're out and reply to this post. Oh, and you got to fill out the captcha. So what do you think, Jeff?
Well, we know the subject line. Should we do a coin flip of Crips or Bloods?
Crips and Bloods.
We've got to name the gang he referenced, right?
Yeah. Okay.
What are you feeling?
I'm okay with Crips.
Okay, let's stick with
I'm
Crips.
Okay with Crips.
Okay.
We're not going to get shot for doing this or anything.
No.
Do you think gang members listen to our show? All right, so we're going to send this out to Craig. So now the subject line should just be, this guy's going to be like amazed when he sees an email address. All right, we're going to say, he said it was a Japanese gang.
Ooh, let me Google real quick.
Would that be anything else? Like the, it's hard to come up with the name of a Japanese gang without sounding racist.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, the first thing that came up was the...
Yakuza?
Yep.
Oh, members of the Yakuza gangs.
Yakuza.
You spelled Japanese wrong. I'm glad Google correct you. Yakuza.
Yakuza. That's a good subject.
Yakuza. All right. Wow.
I'm still laughing about that joke about the Oriental.
Okay. About that joke about the Oriental.
You describe me perfectly.
Okay. I can't believe that as I cruised Craigslist, missed connections like I do every Saturday night, that I saw your post.
I guess
I should make it every Monday night.
Every Monday night.
Yeah, because it's Monday.
I'm so glad you didn't have the guts to ask for my number and instead chose this way.
Instead chose this way.
Do you have any more jokes you could share with me?
Wait, perhaps we could get together this weekend.
And make fun of other races.
This weekend over sushi.
Over sushi.
And sake bombs. Have you ever had a sake bomb? I just found out today what a sake bomb is.
No, what's sake?
So a sake bomb, you take a glass of some kind of Japanese beer, like I'm blanking on Japanese beers.
You can Google it.
Jim,
I think what you mean is
Sapporo, like Sapporo.
Sapporo.
Yeah. So, you know, you take a glass of Sapporo, and you put then you get a shot of sake. Have you ever, do you do sake?
I don't do that. I'm not.
Okay, but you get a little, it's like a ceramic shot glass.
Right.
And you put two chopsticks over your glass of Sapporo, and you balance the sake on top of the chopsticks.
Okay.
And then you start pounding your fists on the table and saying, sake bomb, sake bomb, sake bomb, sake bomb.
This sounds like the Noodle Cat joke.
And the vibrations, well, you don't do it in a mirror.
Oh, okay.
The vibrations of pounding on the table make the sake fall into the beer, and as soon as the sake falls into the beer, then you do it, you know, kind of like an Irish car bomb.
Now, it's funny, but you said it was the smaller part was plastic, right?
Yeah, it's ceramic.
Because you know I've seen these things, people get really drunk with these Irish car bombs. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this happening? They drop the shot glass in the Guinness.
And then they smack their teeth.
Well, no, the glass cracks sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And they down it all fast, and next thing you know, they've downed chips of glass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. So keep that in mind. I was glad to hear it was ceramic. I worry about you.
Watch out for that, kids. All right. Okay. Perhaps we get together this weekend over sushi and some sake bombs. But I have to really make sure this is you first. Reply with the color panties I was wearing. Jane.
We could get a reply during the show.
Yes, that could.
That's what I like about this.
Because, I mean, I don't know. Something makes me think that this guy is, like, checking his email
constantly
on a Monday night. All right. Well, that's misconnection number one. let's see.
Tuesday mornings.
Here's another one. Have you been to Tuesday mornings? The popular, like, not department store, but it's like a... kind of like an everything store, like a fancier Big Lots.
Okay.
So this is called Tuesday Mornings, 36-year-old male from Solon.
Because on Tuesdays, I'm usually shopping at...
Right, at Tuesday
like
Mornings.
This, yeah.
This Sunday, yesterday, around noon, you were standing behind the register at Tuesday Mornings. I loved everything about you, just couldn't bring myself to say anything to you. How many times have we heard that story?
Yeah.
On Misconnections.
Yeah.
I guess I was scared, but would love to talk to you. As I was leaving, you said, leaving already? I shrugged my shoulders and said, I know, dumb.
Sounds like a great, great response.
I mean, it is, leaving already? And then he just runs out of Tuesday morning. Okay, email me if you would like to talk. Now, I don't even think we should respond. I think we should write our own misconnection. So, of course, we're going to have to go into the where is the section? We're going to have to go into the misconnections, women looking for men, women for men section. Right.
A lot of retail.
Yeah.
All these misconnections happening. Best Buy.
There does seem to be.
Okay, I know where ours is. You ready?
Okay, hold on a sec. All right, yes. So what's the subject?
Subject is Pie Lady at Baker Square.
I am a woman seeking a man. All right. I'm sorry, what is it?
It's Pie Lady looking for her pie man.
Pie Lady seeking her pie man. Seeking Mr. Pie Man.
Mr. Pie.
Mr. Pie.
Okay.
Man.
I was in line.
What's our age?
31.
31. Okay. So we're old enough to have some experience, but yet young enough that,
that we still enjoy pie.
Specific location.
Baker Square.
Are Baker Squares still open?
Yeah.
Okay. Respond to, reply to, got to put dogpoundgirl19@gmail.com. Again, okay.
I was in line ordering my Thanksgiving pumpkin pies.
That's really far in advance.
Well, because she's a warrior, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I'm a warrior, and I always get my pumpkin pies early. Because it's the best part of Thanksgiving. Now, this could be me at this point.
What do you mean by I'm a warrior?
Warrior. Sorry. W-O-R. Warrior.
Oh, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior.
Yeah, warrior.
I thought she was a warrior.
Sorry. Warrior. I didn't pronounce that right.
I'm a warrior. My fighting makes me hungry.
Right.
My traditional Thanksgiving Day fight I have when I reenact the Indians slaughtering the pilgrims. I'm a worrier.
And I always get my pumpkin pies early.
Got it.
I noticed you looking at the lemon meringue.
All right.
You asked me what my favorite pie was. And I said pumpkin.
This is the best radio ever.
You said pumpkin is gross.
All right, let me finish. Okay. All right. I was in line ordering my Thanksgiving pumpkin pies. I'm a warrior, not a warrior, and I always get my pumpkin pies early. I noticed you looking at the lemon meringue. You asked me what my favorite pie was, and I said pumpkin. You said pumpkin is gross. All right. Even though we don't like the same kind of pies, I couldn't
help but notice your Baker Square rewards card.
I couldn't help but wonder what your soft moves would feel like in my hands. Those are man boobs, Jeff.
Okay.
Feel like in my hands. You think we're going to respond? You think that's going to make us seem fake?
No.
You think moobs is okay?
Yeah. That's probably not going to actually. If you really want a response, we got to take that part out.
Okay. Even though we don't like the same kind of pies, I couldn't help but wonder what other types
of pies you have for the other holidays.
Other types of baked confections.
Yes.
We could make together.
Yes. What shoe size am I?
What? I like how we don't even like say, just so we know you're real. We don't even give the disclaimer. It's just out of nowhere. What shoe size am I? Bam. Continue. All right.
We're going to respond. I think we're going to reply on this. I'm cautiously optimistic. Because you have to have the clue in there, Jeremy. This is misconnection etiquette. Yeah. You've got to have the question about how will I know it's you.
Right, right. Okay, that looks good. Continue. And, all right. So we're going to get a, oh, Paul wrote back. Hold on a second. Let me approve this. Let me approve this first email. Okay. So Craigslist knows that our one, other one is legit. We're going to accept the terms of not posting fake lists. Jeez, oh man, no wonder people don't type more of these. You got to go through, jump through hoops to post something on Craigslist. Okay. All right, we are now online with that post. All right, so. Okay, going back to our original post where we wrote to Paul, he says, "Black thong, I really hope it's you."
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, I don't know. I didn't expect this, Jim. I don't know what to do with this now.
Well, I think we're gonna.
Be like, nope, it was yellow.
This is from Paul.
Be like, nope. Just say, how about nope, wrong color. Just like, how about leave it like that? Leave them wondering.
Nope. I knew it was too good to be true. Too good to be true?
Yeah. I knew. Sad face. And also, now we got to say, I'm going to go to Baker Square and hope to meet someone there.
No. I want to keep these. All right. Nope. I knew it was too good to be true. Sad face.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if Paul responded.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
All right. Anyway.
So there you go. Misconnections.
So that's that. Misconnections.
Pie girl trying to find her pie guy, Jeremy. That's what life's all about.
Next week. Stay tuned to see if somebody responds to our pie girl. Hey, I was coming home from work the other day, or from a happy hour, actually, at Pickwick and Frolic. And I was walking up East 4th Street towards Euclid, making a left on Euclid. And there's right in front of the old arcade there at Euclid and East 4th, there's, you know, the health line runs through there, the long buses that go down Euclid. Guy tries to do a U-turn. There's clearly a sign, no U-turn. Turns right in front of a health line. Right in front of the health line. Smash, right into the side.
Are you serious? You saw the whole thing?
I heard the crash. I was like making the turn, and then I just heard this, you know, the brakes from the bus screech, smashes right into the side of the car.
You know, those bus drivers, I feel so bad for them because that's got to happen. There's got to be so many near misses because I know people drive crazily, and they don't get how Euclid works.
Here's the thing. I don't understand, like, okay, so if you're making a left, even if you're going to, especially if you're going to make the illegal U-turn, but even if you think it's the U-turn, like, don't you look to see if a bus is coming in the lane you're about to cross over?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then the guy like drives off, like he was like he drove off right away, like he was mad that a bus hit him. Like it was like an angry driveway. And then he like stopped over by Cadillac Ranch, like closer to Public Square. And then you know, the guy gets out, but they were fine, but yeah, no U-turn means no U-turn.
It's been problematic. I'd like to know the number of accidents on that Euclid corridor.
47.
I bet you I'll take the over on that.
47.
I think it was 47 this week.
So it's Halloween. Halloween season, October, of course, October 17th. And one of the haunted houses down south, Canton, their Factory of Terror, they have the Guinness World Record as the world's longest walkthrough haunted house.
Wow.
It is 3,796 feet. It's a 3,796-foot maze. Which is over a mile, if my math serves me correctly.
How many feet are in a mile?
Go look that up. You're just Googling like a madman.
I just want to contribute.
Let's see if you can spell mile correctly. How many feet in a mile? Bam. Oh, 5280. Okay, so not quite a mile, but anyway. It can take up to an hour to actually go through this. So, pretty cool. Now, have you gone to any haunted houses yet this year?
No, and I'm going to. I just haven't had it. I'm going to. I pledge that I will.
Where are you going?
I want to go to Mansfield.
Yeah, the Mansfield.
I really want to go to that one, yeah. You can spend the night there. There's a thing you can spend the night in the prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have to commit a crime?
Yeah, it's after you've been arrested. No, it really, really is a nice
you little... can spend a night at the one downtown, too.
Yeah.
Okay, is that it?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was hoping you had something else.
I thought there was something going on with the sleepover. No, I don't think you, I don't think you can do that during Halloween season.
No, no, yeah, I'm sorry. It's in the office. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Bloodview is always a favorite of mine. But I am very curious about the one at Canton. Also, the haunted schoolhouse and laboratory in
Akron.
That's
always a good one.
That's always been a favorite of mine,
Akron doesn't do a whole lot well, but they do Halloween well.
That one's like a professional one. Like, the people that are there, like, a lot of the haunted houses are, you know, volunteers. Like, you can work at a haunted house, but you're basically volunteering. That one, they actually pay their the people that work there.
Okay, so take a little more seriously.
In this recession, you would think that there would be, like, a lot more... you know, demand for
yeah.
that.
So yeah, we still have 2 weeks, two weekends, I should say, as well, to hit these places.
Yep, yep. So 15 minutes left in the show. Let's talk about the Dante, actually, who owns Dante and Ginza right around here, which, by the way, speaking of sushi, or Ginkgo, I'm sorry, Ginkgo is now open.
Oh.
And serving sushi there right in the space below Dante.
Okay.
So you got Dante on the top. Have you been to, now you've been to Dante, but you weren't too
happy.
I've been
to Dante. It was not a good experience.
Yeah, you just didn't get good things.
And I've heard people as well, I hate to say, I've heard other people not have good experiences there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. Well, anyway, Dante is, they're going to be opening up a place called DC Pasta Company in Strongsville, where Palette used to be. So I don't know if, I think that just might be an issue of poor location with some of these fancier restaurants that are trying to go into a strip mall in Strongsville.
It's all location, yeah.
It might not be the best, but they're going to try, you know, some real authentic Italian, they say. No bastardized stuff like chicken parm. Or no bastardized stuff like the eggplant parmesan.
See, if you like a good eggplant parm, Edison's. I've been big on eggplant lately. I've been feeling better, I think, because of the eggplant.
I walked in here today and you were mowing. Yeah. You were mowing down on that
eggplant. It's the bread. The bread is good, too. It's a great sandwich. So there you go.
All right. Well, talk about the pizza playoffs.
Pizza playoffs are going on, Jeremy. We're now down to round two, basically selecting your favorite pizza place. They did it by region. So right now in round two, they started off with 64. They started off with 32. They're down to 16 now. Far East, you have Guido's, Zeppatelli's, Pizza Roma, Master Pizza. I don't like these.
I haven't been to any of these places.
Let's go with the Northwest, since that's a little close to us.
What about the Near East? The Near East has some more.
Mama boxes. Santa's versus Vincenzo's. That is a tough one.
That's a tough match.
Man, I think I go with Mama Santa's. I'm a big Mama Santa's guy.
I don't know if I've been to Mama Santa's enough to make a call. I really like Vincenzo's.
Farinacci versus Rascal House.
Farinacci, I haven't been to.
Rascal House, the old Cleveland State standby. That's not so good. I think I have to go with Farinacci. Geraci's is unbelievable.
Yeah, I hear good things about Geraci's.
Like literally a whole piece of tomato in there. The pizza's incredible. And then Pizzazz on the Circle, not a huge fan of that. Northwest, Angelo's, I'd have to go with, I don't know Dina's, but Angelo's in Lakewood.
Okay.
Great pizza. Dante's versus Sweet Basil. I don't know Sweet Basil at all. Frankie's versus Dewey's.
In
Dewey's
Lakewood.
Is pretty popular.
Isn't that a chain?
It's a chain. There's one on Lee Road in Coventry too, I know. And then the other one, Southwest. I don't really know many of these. But I'd have to go with Angelo's of this list that I know and I've been to. Angelo's, Vincenza's, Mama Santa's, and Geraci's would be my top four out of all those.
Okay, okay.
But it kind of shows you how many places Cleveland has, even just apart from Little Italy.
I'm surprised Edison's didn't make the list.
You know, they might have been in the first round, but they didn't make the second round.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So now they're doing it bracket style.
They're doing
it
bracket style. So there'll be one more elimination. I'm going to take it down to from 32 to 16 to 8 to a final four. So put your votes in.
I'm very curious because I love a good pizza, and I feel like I don't get pizza enough, and I don't get it from enough different places.
I get it every Friday, basically, if I'm on town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a weekly thing for me.
Are you always sticking with the same place, or are you going to different places all the time?
No, I go to different places in Little Italy, generally.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to keep it authentic, Little Italy.
And where in Little Italy?
Mama Santa's, I go to a lot. Valentino's. I literally rotate those two back and forth. Mama Santa's, I think, is the best. Particularly, it's like $6 for a big pizza. Best bang for your buck.
Okay, cool. And so what about this After Dark Best Bartender contest?
Yes, they've been doing this contest also on Cleveland.com, and they've narrowed this down to 11. People submitted votes Who's your favorite bartender? And originally they wanted 21. It went down to 11. They wanted to do top 10, but they ended up doing 11 because there are so many votes. But the candidates are from all over. Actually, I met this guy at Flying Monkey last night. He was with a friend of mine. George Abood from Rock River Brewery. Mary Blum Stark from Parkview. I believe that's around here.
Yeah, Parkview's over. You never been to Parkview?
Parkview Nightclub, right? Yeah. I think I've been there a long time.
You like the Troy Shore neighborhood?
Hallie Bruno from Blue Point. Obviously, your high end is represented there. Shooters, Ray Campbell. Michael Casera, Dragonfly. Kendra Pucci, Dragonfly. Dragonfly is represented by two bartenders. Rivergate Tavern. Our old place, Rivergate.
Yeah, wow. I've never been to Rivergate.
Kenny Ross. He's got
quite a beard.
Cleveland Marriott East. That's not going to mention that. Mike Smith, Momocho. Momocho is a great spot. Rob Turek, Barley House. He's doing a little juggling there, apparently. He's throwing bottles up in the air. And then someone
popping bottles in the ice. Like a blizzard.
Paul Venzer Chocolate Bar. So there you go. Vote for your best bartender.
So when are they announcing that? How do you vote? And when do you
vote?
When are they announcing
actually, voting already stopped. So you're just going to, at this point, you're just going to want to tune in to see who won.
Oh, okay.
October 21st.
They're going to announce it?
Polls are open 24 hours. I always say the opposite of what's true.
Jeez, Jeff. Jeff basically reads the headline, and then it's just in the rundown. And so I have to know not to question your stories. You just take them at face value. There's an after-dark bartender contest.
If you do question me, I make it up and just hope you don't check.
The end. Okay. All right. Well, now the moment that everyone's been waiting for. It's 8:05. We're going to finish up the show with a sound clip. I guess it's a fairly long, what is this, 8 or 9 minutes?
Here, I'm going to set up the clip if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want to set this up?
Yeah, sure.
So I went on this, they're allowing amateurs to come on and do half-hour segments on WTAM 1100.
And this was in the year 2000.
The year 2000. So I called up and I got a splot.
A splot?
Splotch. I got a splotch.
You got a splotch. You had to see the doctor.
Everything was negative.
Good.
So I got a splot on the show and you had to come up with your own theme, no help from him. And there was really time. There was some dead air. So my theme was, which I've talked about.
Which you're familiar with.
Yes.
Very familiar with dead air.
That was the start of my familiarity with dead air. It's gone on since then. My theme was, don't you hate broadcasters who think they're better than us, which is a legitimate theme.
Yeah.
You know, what got me annoyed was this guy, Tim White, the old Channel 3 broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
He would go out to Browns games, do the coin toss, you know, like he's the mayor of the world. You know, like he's, oh, we should all bow down because he reads the news. So this really bothered me.
I don't know
me.
If he says we should bow down.
Well, that's what I felt
just,
like.
You know.
This really bothered me. So I said, don't you hate it when broadcasters think they're better than us? Mm-hmm. What a great theme. Mm-hmm. Ended up that the theme didn't work out so well. So I ended up going off on a little bit of a tangent and just taking calls on anything.
Okay, well, don't spoil it.
And then the rest is history.
Let's leave some to, all right.
The rest is his story.
So here's Jeff on WTAM back in 2000.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, what do you think? You don't like Bush?
News Radio, WTAM, you're on the air.
I think they call this a flame, Jeff. I think you might be alienating some of the callers.
Oh, they love me. Hey.
All right, keep going.
Well, welcome to the show.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, you, of course. I was waiting for you all night.
I was waiting for you.
Well, go talk to me. What's firing you up tonight?
What happened to Judd?
Judd had to go to the bathroom. We'll be right back. WTM 1100, you're on the air. Are you looking for Judd or Bruce or any sort of gay name?
Who, me?
Yeah, you, guy.
Yeah, I am.
What do you think?
Well, he said something about the women's right to choose.
I know, that's definitely a touchy issue. News Radio, WTM, you're on the air. Okay. News Radio, WTM, let me hear it. Let's get fired up. What's going on?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you feeling?
I'm doing all right.
What's here? What's on your mind?
Well, two things.
Broadcasters. Tell me broadcasters. Get under your skin a little bit.
Broadcasters?
A little bit, no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I need more than that, though. News Radio, WTEM, how upset are you about broadcasters?
Oh, they're pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
What do you like about them?
The ghoul got fired for blowing up a hamster on the air.
We'll try that later, sir. I'll see you out tonight. Lakewood, I take it. WTAM, you're on the air.
Al Gore is a lying, disgraceful embarrassment. Thank God Ohio is going.
I thank you. You know what? We are an equal opportunity broadcast station.
Hey, make sure you keep some of my callers. I got a show to do like every night. You know?
I know. We love you guys. Come on the air. Welcome. How can I help you tonight?
You suck, dude.
Thanks, man. Where are you going to be later? We'll see you down East Bank. East Bank, about basement 2 a.m. I'll see you there. Bring the girls. News Radio WTAM. How can I help you?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
George
here.
Don't cut me off, okay?
No. I want to hear. What gets you fired up, though? We got to stick with the theme. I'm hearing all the stuff about Bruce and Chuck and Guy.
No, George, listen. You know what's wrong with this city?
What?
You got to fill in the Cuyahoga River.
With what?
With dirt.
Okay. Are you going
to
start this
George,
tonight?
Listen to me. George. Okay. George. Because the East Siders don't want to travel over to the West Side, and the West Siders don't want to travel over to the East Side.
And you stay on the South Side. News Radio, WTAM, you're on the air.
Yeah, don't quit your day job.
Oh, I can't. I already did. Are you going to help me?
Ah.
WTAM, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Are you in Brazil?
I got a scoop for you.
Yes.
Do you know that Cleveland has four teams in the National Football League? The St. Louis Rams, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Cleveland Browns, and they finally won a Super Bowl last year. Did you know that?
I did, and did you celebrate like I did? Okay, we appreciate all these calls. Now it's time for 2020 Sports with Stacey Yons. Stacey, are you getting fired up about these updates?
Am I getting fired up about the updates?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose so.
What do you think about Manny?
I think that it's crazy.
Okay, are you tired of that question, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
I'll be glad when the 10th comes along, I think.
I will, too.
This is all over and done with.
I'll be glad when 8:30 comes around. You're up.
All right.
Jeff, this is what happens when we don't pre-screen stuff.
It was all commercials.
Yeah.
There was a segment after the commercials. I didn't think there was a commercial.
Well, now we're out of time. So, we are, radio show Jeff and Jeremy, we are live pretty much every Monday, usually. Are we going to be live next week?
Yeah, it's a Halloween preview show.
Do you have anything to do? No cities to travel to?
It doesn't matter. Halloween preview show trumps all.
All right. Write to us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. And if you ever miss an episode, you can always check out the archive and listen live at radioshowonline.com. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff. See ya.
Have a week.